Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
First, Mom has to hand out the directions.
You guys, this is the most insane thing I've ever f***ing seen in my life.
What the f***? This is so much cooler than any Glee reunion I've ever been to. Ever. So thank you so much for being here, everyone. Welcome. Are you okay? How are you? Someone needs to be opening the rosé because I'm so nervous.
Oh,
I almost peeked backstage.
You my vagina, right next to you.
My vagina's sweating. It's like, it's so many things. Thank you so much for joining us at the Lady Hang NYC, presented by STS Blue. We want to thank our presenting sponsor, STS Blue. Now, if you're a VIP, do you like your jacket? Do you love it? Stand up and put it on your shoulders and give it a little wiggle. Let me see. Sorry, all you basic bitches.
Yes.
Do you love it? Is it so cute? The tag is still on yours. Yes, you're looking so cute. Okay, sit down. Sit down. This isn't about you. This is about me. Now, of course, STS Blue. Oh, I'm like, why is it so loud in here? Because you're sitting down. STS Blue is trendy. They're sexy and they're fun, just like the lady gang. They have cute jeans, jean shorts, jean jackets. Now you know that because you're wearing them. You can find them at Nordstrom, Macy's, Dillard's, or Von Maur. Or you can
Von Maur, sorry.
Whatever, I'm not fancy.
She's Canadian.
I'm Canadian.
She
oh,
can't pronounce
yeah, you know,
right.
You go down to Von Maur, you know, and you get a jacket. Or you can go to stsblue.com to follow the latest trends. And you can also follow them on Instagram or tag your cute picture at STS underscore blue. So we have something to tell you. So we arranged for all the VIPs before the show starts. We're just going to tell you something. Okay. So we arranged.
This is very important, by the way.
The show started.
Yeah, the show started. So what we did is we were like, let's give something so special to the VIPs. And then we're like, what should we give? And we're like, probably like a star sticker. And then they were like, well, let's give them jean jackets. And we're like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And then we felt kind of bad for you basic bitches.
Wait,
right? Where's the basic bitches at? Yeah.
I have a question. Are you guys regretting your choices of not getting a VIP ticket?
Yeah,
I thought so.
Yeah, we're sad for you.
Sorry. It never pays to be cheap. You know what I mean?
Never pays to be cheap, honey.
Spend all your money on us.
So we decided that we would do a giveaway for a jacket. Only for the basic bitches. Are you ready for your giveaway?
One person.
Lucky basic bitch.
Cheap bitch.
Is going to win an STS blue jacket. Show us by excitement who would like to be the winner.
I need like a cartwheel or something.
Yeah, I feel like that was actually not that great.
Yeah, we need a little bit more than that.
Who would like to win their very own VIP Lady Gang jacket from STS blue? Okay, are you guys ready? Should we hold hands?
Let's all hold hands.
Everyone hold hands, even the VIPs, because you're already blessed with a jacket. Pray for the basic bitches. Pray for the basic bitches. Okay, and silence. Silence. Now everyone that's
pray.
In the basic bitch,
pray.
Lower your head and pray that it is you who wins. Pray to the rosé.
Pray to the rosé.
All right.
Now
let's do
reach
this.
Under your chair.
One person.
And one lucky winner is going to have a golden ticket to win a jacket.
A winner.
Put them up if you win. We need to see our winner. Oh, we have a winner. We have a winner. Everyone go under their
seats. Reach under your chairs.
You have a winner.
You
have a winner.
Won.
Are you under your chairs? Put your hands in the air. This is very exciting. You get a jacket. You get a jacket. You get a jacket. get jackets for those of you who are drunk.
Yeah, if you're not reaching under your chair, you get a freaking jacket.
Stand up, stand up. I want to see this table. Are you so excited? You basic bitches. Every one of our basic bitches gets a jacket. And if you... Great. You guys are some heavy drinkers because that took a little bit.
I know, come on.
Took a moment. Are you so happy back there or no? Because we can take them back.
Does everyone understand that every girl leaving here is getting a damn Lady Gang jacket? Okay, okay.
Thank you. You know what? I just realized there's not many Kelty Knights in the audience because this bitch loves a free gift.
We don't.
All right, so listen, we're going to continue on. Now, if you by chance are sitting on a chair that did not have a thing, we have them at the end for you. Every person here is leaving with a jacket.
Thank you, STS Blue. They're the best.
All right, enough of this free shit. We're making you pay now that we're reality TV stars. We're never doing this again. Okay, what's happening? Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang. I'm Becca Tobin. We're going to call me Beyonce today. I am here with Jack Vanek.
Get out of here.
And Kelty Knight. Am I Kelly or Michelle?
I want to be Michelle.
Oh, one of you has to be Kelly.
I want to be Kelly.
Okay, great.
God damn it.
All right. First of all, let me just say, there's so many hot women in this room.
We have some hot listeners.
But also some, like, hot, like, boss women who, like... You guys are out there, like, connecting with each other, like, hooking each other up with jobs, boyfriends, kids.
Cures for your yeast infections.
Hot moms.
Hot moms. Oh, my God.
What's up, mom?
I love you.
Hot mom. What's
A
up,
lady
Lynn?
Mom.
The lady
also,
mom.
Also, fun fact, my hot mom is here.
My hot mom is also here.
And she's here with her two best friends from high school, and they last night referred to themselves as the original Lady Gang. Okay.
And also, Jack's mom is here.
My whole family is here.
The whole family's here.
And my mom is not here because she doesn't love me enough to come to my events, which is pretty much the way I am, the way I am.
Okay.
Always hoping that I get famous enough for your approval, Sheila.
I love Sheila. Sheila likes you.
Sheila sometimes sends me text messages after ET airs, and she goes, "You're looking a little dead. You need a spray tan."
All right.
She's not wrong.
On that note, what's it time for?
Yeah. That was terrible.
It was terrible.
It's time. Say it. Can you answer, Becca?
And now it's time for...
Whoa.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Vanek, let's start with you.
Because Jack requested to go first because she's so nervous. She said she would throw up if she didn't go first.
I need to get it over with so the hard part of my day is over so I can just chug a bunch of rosé and get pretty drunk.
It's true. It's
like, wait. Is everybody a little bit tipsy right now? Are you guys going to find our stories funny? Okay.
No.
Probably not.
We're so it's not fine. Entertaining. Okay, so I'm sorry, Kelty, but... My good week is kind of a little bit of a bad week.
Oh, my God.
And I know how much that really grinds your gears. However, it is the most Jack Vanek thing that has ever happened to me in my entire life. So it kind of, like, comes back to a good week. So, the other weekend...
I mean, it's a lady hang. You couldn't save this for, like, a shitty regular Tuesday? You had to confuse
shitty.
Us all during our big live event in New York
but,
City?
I like throwing you off a little bit. It really makes me happy to get you all stressed out. Okay, so good week. I was at a bar last weekend. I know, shocker. I was at a bar. I was drinking. Yeah, no. I love you. So the World Cup was last weekend or the weekend before. I don't remember which weekend it was. I don't give a shit about the World Cup. However, what I give a shit about is drinking first thing in the morning. So I'm like, 7 a.m., there's a game. There's going to be a bar full of hot British guys. I am in. I don't even know who's playing. I don't care.
Don't they have small penises, though?
British guys?
Right?
I just think they're uncircumcised.
And they're uncircumcised.
Uncircumcised.
Listen, I don't discriminate, but I'm just saying. I've had my fair share, that's all.
Anyways, I didn't see a penis that day, sadly.
Shocker.
So, bitch. So I was at one of my go-to bars on the west side. I get there at 6 a.m. I'm like, this is prime time for an Aperol spritz. I'm ready to go. And I sit myself right in front of the big screen TV at this bar because I'm like, I get a good view of all the hot guys watching the show so that or the game so I can see like all these hotties, right? So I'm sitting at the bar, like waiting for the game to start. Nothing's on the TVs yet. The bar is like super packed because, I mean, if anybody went to a World Cup game, it's like insane. And, you know, everybody's filing in. The bar's crazy. The bartenders are all like crazy with getting drinks. So the guy, one of the bartenders, hands me the remote and he's like, turn on the game when there's like 5 minutes before the game. So it's like 6:55 in the morning. And I'm like, you know, it's my time to shine. I'm going to turn on the game. I got it. The TV turns on, and I'm flipping through the channels. And I'm like, ooh, HLN, my favorite channel. It's like a true crime channel. Ooh, Forensic Files Marathon. I'm going to, you know, it'd be a funny little prank to just, like, turn on Forensic Files while everybody wants the World Cup to happen. So I turn it on, 6:55. Immediately booze from the entire bar. And I'm like, I'm just kidding. I'm going to turn it back to the game. Ha, ha, ha. Funny joke. I go to try to change the channel. The remote is just like not working. And it's not only just the big screen TV. It is every TV in the entire bar. Playing a Forensic Files episode, which is one of my favorites, about Michael Peterson that pushed his wife down the staircase. Yeah, you guys know.
I love him.
So I'm having a grand old time.
I love that episode.
It's so good.
It's almost like that time Joanna Gaines did like a shiplap wall. It's wild.
They're all the same. So I'm like, funny, like prank jokes over. I go to change the channel. The remote doesn't work. It's stuck on Forensic Files for 30 minutes. The boos start turning into chants of kick her out. I get hoisted up by two hot British guys, by the way, and escorted out of the bar. And that is how I got kicked out of my first bar at 7 a.m. So I think that's a good week.
I like it.
It's good.
How did that turn into a good week again?
Because I love Forensic Files.
Oh. So is... Okay, I'm... Sorry.
Oh, no, here
I just
we go.
Need to just clarify something right now. Are you going to also do a good week?
Sorry.
Or is that just a good week, bad week?
No, my next thing is like a bad week.
So that was your good...
That was my good-ish, bad-ish sort of
meet
in the middle week. God, Kelsey. My bad week. So I was at the dentist last week because I'm a responsible adult and I was going in for my cleaning. But unlike a responsible adult, I don't floss like I should be. So I'm at the dentist. He's telling me how I should be flossing. I'm like, I have a permanent retainer. I'm a freaking dork. I don't know. It's like annoying to floss, whatever. So he's telling
me. They have a thing, like a special flosser for that.
I know.
They have a water pick.
Yes. It's called a go-between. I learned about it at my dentist appointment.
A go-between. Sounds like a sex toy.
Yeah.
Ooh. Like a go-between.
Technically, you could shoot a water pick at your clitoris, and it could be a lot like the hot tub.
It's like the magic wand that's made to have
the massager.
Technically. Dentist is telling me about these go-between things.
But don't.
Or do. Okay, dentist is telling me about these. They're like a piece of metal with a little flossy thing on it, whatever. He's telling me about it. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take charge of my life. I'm not getting gum disease. I'm getting these stupid go-betweens. So I'm on my phone. I'm like, I'm going to buy them on Amazon. Here we go. And I'm like going through Amazon with him. And he's showing me which one I should buy. And he takes my phone. And he's like kind of like showing which one I pick, you know, pressing all the buttons and stuff. Somehow, some way, some random boy that I dated a year ago thought that 11:30 a.m. on a Tuesday was a great time to send not one, not two, but like 10 dick pics. It was a full-on dick pic photo shoot. I haven't talked to this guy in 10 months. And the best part about it was the dentist was like trying to press the back button on something. And you know, like on an iPhone, like the pictures or a text message pops up on the top of your thing. Well, he clicked on the text message and it went to the text thread. And it took him a second to realize like what he had gone to. And then he's like, oh, I don't think these are for me. And then that is when I died, and I think I might be a ghost.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Very good. Would you like to go or should I go? I'll go. Okay. That was my karma. I just hit myself in the lip.
Yeah, that looks fun.
Okay, this doesn't even come off. I'm going to have to move. Okay. Good week. I go hiking in my neighborhood regularly. It's my form of exercise.
Runyon?
No, it's just...
In the hills.
In the Hollywood Hills.
She lives in the Hollywood Hills. She's so famous.
In the Hollywood Hills. It's not a big deal. Next to Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah. Okay, so I go hiking, and I do this loop, and, you know, I'm scared of the sun because I'm 30s, as Kelty has now...
We're 30s.
Coined
it's like
term.
Everything.
Wait, wait. Can we...
It's like, how old are you? We're 30s.
I'm 30s.
Kelty, wait, we need to... Kelty was just describing herself... And she's like, you know, I'm 30s.
She's I'm like, this I can't do that. I am 30s. I was like, okay.
You don't have to know.
Okay, so I'm 30s, and I wear this giant, like, horrible-looking hat when I go hiking. It is disgusting. I also wear hideous clothing because there's no one who's going to see me out. Who cares? So I'm walking up the hill, and this car goes, like, zooming past me, and it really... pisses me off because I'm walking with the most precious animal on the planet,
Orly.
And we're walking, and I'm like, that was inches away from my dog. So there's a stop sign ahead, and I come up to the stop sign, and I'm like an 80-year-old woman, and I'm like, excuse me, this is a residential area, and there are dogs and children. And he was, I swear to God, the hottest, like, 16-year-old I've ever seen. And he looks at me and he's like, get a life. Swear to God. But this is my good week.
So hold on, just to clarify. That was your bad week?
No, this is a good week, the whole thing.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
So we're continuing on your good week.
I love that both of our good weeks are kind of bad weeks.
No, wait. Okay? Okay, so I'm walking and I'm walking. And the whole time I'm like... First of all, like, he should have just taken one look at my beautiful face and been like, I'm so sorry, do you need a ride? Like, something. And he just didn't. So then I'm like, fuck that kid. Like, fuck that. Who even has kids anymore? Fuck him. And I, like, get up to the stop sign for the first time in the 2 years that I've lived in this house. There is a cop car. And it has pulled over his douchebag car. And you know what I do? Excuse me, I have a camel toe. I was like, oh, thank you, officer. We need more of you out here.
You're so old.
I'm so old.
You're so 30s.
I'm so old. I'm so old. The officer was like, you're welcome.
So anyway, saddest good week I've ever heard.
It was amazing. I was like, I had like a new lease on life, okay? So here's my bad week. I'm on an airplane.
P.S. Your dad, Jack, is, like, videoing.
Hi, Dad. Like, sorry for the dick pics.
Hey,
this
Dad.
This is amazing.
This isn't, like, the eighth grade concert recital.
It is.
This is nothing to be proud
she's
of.
She's like, on the good
You should definitely
ship.
Not be videoing this.
You guys, my parents flew out here from California to come to this. They would come to anything that I am a part of.
Okay. Hey, Dad. I can't wait till we're so famous and they do, like, a Hollywood E. True Hollywood stories.
Because we're going to be on E.
And we use that footage.
Yeah.
Yes. When the Lady Gang began.
They don't do those anymore.
Like the 10-year Kardashian reunion when they're like, remember when Kim had her old face? And then you're like, ah, look at that footage.
It's true.
All right. Bad okay.
Bad I'm going to have a new face in 10 years. I'm cool with it.
Hell yeah.
I hope I do. I'm going to be so rich. Sorry, I'm drunk. Continue
we
on.
We still haven't made any money
Becca,
off this
it's
podcast,
your time.
By the way.
It's your time. Becca, it's your time.
Okay. So I'll have my same face because it's pretty good. You know what I mean? I'm not complaining. Just kidding. Okay. So I'm on an airplane and I'm flying coach.
This is your bad week?
Shh.
Becca, that's not relatable.
Shh. I'm flying coach because somehow I'm still not rich. We sold out a goddamn venue in 2 days, and I am getting $5 for this. I'm not sure how. I'm going to check
wait,
on that
wait,
in a
wait.
Second.
We're getting $5?
Like less. Okay. Anyways, it doesn't matter. We're doing
spend
it.
Spend all the money on the jackets.
Okay. So I'm flying coach economy. Kelty hasn't been in it in a while.
What?
As you she loves to talk about JetBlue Mints that nobody else flies.
I don't even know about that. Jack was like, I want to change my flight. Why is it so expensive? I was like, because I put you in business class.
Ooh. She's like, what's that? I'm like, oh, God.
You anyway.
Yeah, I'm a normal person, you bitch.
Anyway, back to being a relatable human. I'm in coach, and I waited very long to check in, so I got a middle seat. And I was like, sucks. But, like, fine, you know? I'm going to live with it. It's only a couple more months until I have to live this life, you know what I mean? We're going to be on E in October, probably.
Set your DVRs, so anyways, bitches.
Anyways, so I'm like, I'm going to really, like, revel in this and be like, remember this, remember this. Okay, so I'm in my middle seat, and I feel like lately, just like Jack, I'm taking control of being an adult at the ripe age of 30s. And I'm like, I'm going to freaking drink more water because I just don't drink enough water. I'm going to really hydrate. I buy this, like, giant smart water, and I'm in my airplane seat, and I'm chugging my water. And then suddenly, I realize I have to pee really, 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 really bad.
Ugh.
And I look over at the guy who's, like, not unattractive in the seat next to me in the aisle. He's dead asleep. So I'm like, I'm going to wait a little bit. Because, you know, people doze off, and then you catch them as they're, like, opening their eyes and readjusting. And you're like, oh, excuse me. So I'm, like, sitting there. Nothing is happening. He must have taken an Ambien because he's f***ing out.
You know I
he's
love like an this. Ambien.
And I'm like, okay, this is... So I, like, start ruffling in my seat. I'm like, maybe if I make enough noise and he's going to, like, wake up. He doesn't. So I'm like, I'm going to have to climb over this man. So I've done it before a million times, and this is my move. When you're short and you know who you are, you can't actually get over a seat by just going like this because otherwise there's knees here. Like, he's a tall man, so I'm like, I would be, like, riding him like a child, like riding the pony. So I'm like... This is what you do in that situation. You actually get up and you do one arm rest like this. And it's like a lap dance. So I'm like, left foot, done it. Right foot. I'm about to make my dismount. He sneezes. He sneezes. And he headbutts my vagina. A headbutt. I fall back. So now he's here, and I'm here, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. There's more. There's more.
We're, like, way over time, but, like, I'm so enjoying this. So just There's keep mine. Going, Becca.
And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Still on the armrest. I don't know why. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I have to pee so bad. I have to pee so bad. And his wife, they must both like aisle seats a lot because she's in the aisle across from him. And she's like, oh, my God. What are you doing? I was like, what is it? Look like I'm doing. I'm trying to pee. If you sit in an aisle seat, you cannot sleep like you're in a fucking coma. And then I was exiting the airplane, and the first class flight attendant caught wind of this, and she looks at me and she goes, you're like a little Russian gymnast, aren't you?
Oh my God, that's the nicest compliment ever.
Ever.
That's so nice.
I was like,
so
yes, nice. Yes, thank you. So there you go.
Okay.
That was bad.
Okay, hey everyone, I'm Kelty, and we are very behind schedule, so I'm going to go quite quickly.
Let's make this fast.
Because Becca had to do a dance routine just then, like a full, like, theater.
It was worth it.
Okay, so my good week right now is that I started an Instagram for my dog.
that your good week? Yay! What's your bad week?
Okay. Well, I want to tell you that
really
I don't find, as you guys know, there's not much in my life that brings me joy because I'm living in a constant state of, like, list making and doing things. And so Callie, at Callie the Street Dog, is my new Instagram for my dog Callie that I rescued from Mutt Scouts. What are you talking about me over there, you bitches?
They're following now. That's what she wanted. In case you were wondering.
The lady
Kelsey's literally using this whole thing to get her dog Instagram followers. I'd just like to let you know.
I have no pressure. I don't care how Callie is C-A-L-L-E, the street dog. But I will say, this is a good side note, Jack.
At the Lady Gang is like 5,000 followers away from trumping me, Kelty, on Instagram.
Let's make it happen.
So
also, I would like to be
there will be people following the Lady Gang, which I continue to keep running, that don't follow me, that follow the Lady Gang.
Kelty,
but that's fine.
Kelty, did you know that my side meme Instagram almost has more followers than your regular Instagram?
Jack, how dare you? Bitches. Who the f*** did that? You're out. I'm taking your jacket.
You're kicked out.
Anyway, Callie the street dog. And I want to tell you that what I've been doing lately is that I will go into Callie and I'll post a picture. And then I'll go to at Kelty and I'll leave a message from Callie on my own Instagram. That's like, God, Mom, you look like shit. And then I'll go to my Instagram and then I'll leave a message on Callie's Instagram that's like, hey, girl, you're so cute. And then all I do is like, I'm in the airplane and I'm in cars by myself, like living alone. It's a good week. And so all I do is like, I find so much joy in going back and forth and playing the characters of like myself and also Callie on Instagram. And it's really fun. That's all. That's
your
literally
bad
it.
Week?
Is your bad week that
oh, my
was
bad
your
week
good
has
week?
To do with you, Jack. I'm so glad you asked. Bad week.
Oh, God.
So I'm going to Las Vegas to see Celine Dion because Celine Dion's a f***ing goddess. Wait, there's people from the TV show here, and can you please now send a group email to add Celine Dion to the list, please, of guests we would like to have on the E! Show? Thank you. Because I forgot about her. Anyway, Celine Dion's a god and like a cherished queen of Canada. And so I'm like, I'm gonna go take my friends as their bachelor party to see Celine Dion, my best gays. I'm maid of honor because I'm like such a good friend. And so I go to Vegas and Jack's like, well, oh, I'm going to Vegas too. Where are you staying? And I'm like, oh, at the Venetian. I booked some rooms. And she's like, oh, really? I got my rooms for free. Oh, cool. And she's like, do you have a cabana? And I was like, no, I don't have a cabana. And then, you know exactly what I'm saying right now.
I know.
And then she was like, no, I'll hook you up with my girl at the Venetian. I'm sure she'll comp your rooms and give you a cabana. Like, she's totally cool. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, great. Wow. You know, because I love free stuff. And so then I write her contact at the Venetian. And I was like, hey, it's me from the Lady Gang that you love. And also national television. And I'm also coming to Las Vegas when Jack's coming. And she said you gave her some sweets and also a cabana. And I was just wondering if I could, like, hop in on that. And, like, 3 days go by and I don't get an answer. And I'm like, Jack.
Don't feel bad, guys. She did this to herself.
I was like, Jack, did I have the right email? And she's like, you know, that's her. She emailed me right away.
She responded to me instantly. It was, like, so
almost
excited
instantly.
I was coming.
Yeah. So then... she wrote me back and she was like, unfortunately, we will not be able to extend a room or cabana to you at this time, but we would love to treat you to a free round of drinks at the pool.
So I waved to Kelty from my cabana.
So then we're in Vegas at the same time. Jack's wearing a fucking leopard print bikini. Shocker!
Woo!
And she's like, oh, cool. I'm at my cabana. And I was like, cool. Come on over to our cabana that I paid for. And that was my bad week. And no one laughed, but it was sad for me because that's all.
This is so depressing.
No, I really hope that the E! Show makes me more famous, but my expectations are low. Okay, Jack, now it's time for you to read our collective good week. Can you see it? I told you to bring your glasses.
Kelty printed this off way too small. I can't read anything. If anybody doesn't know, I can't see shit. I know what it is. We want to say a special thank you to Claremont Lincoln University. I don't know if any of you guys know, but we just gave away, well, we're giving away $100,000 worth of master's scholarships. I hope everybody entered. They're an incredible, incredible online school that you guys can take from anywhere in the country. If you are like a full-time mom or if you have a full-time job, you can do it on your off time, and they are absolutely wonderful. They have a booth here, so please go check them out. We love them so much. And we will be announcing our winners very soon.
Good. I'm glad that we did that.
Was I okay?
No, you did so good.
Thank you, thank you.
I was, like, prepping the girls in the hotel room. I'm like, you guys, we need to go over the rundown. Okay, so next. Next, what's going to happen is a part of the show we like to call Allegedly What's a Happening?
Now back to the Lady Gang.
So as you guys know, there's no one here that listens to the podcast, although you're all super fans, so it's fine. I'm going to give the girls a topic, and we're going to tell you what we think about this shit that's going on in the world right now.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
It's now, serious.
But I do want to take a crowd question. So right now we're planning our show on E. And
did we mention that?
Did we mention that?
Oh, we have a TV show?
Oh, my God,
show?
It like, flipped my mind. I have so much going on right now.
We have so much going on. We couldn't,
it's
like,
not like it's
it.
The most exciting thing that's ever happened to any of us in our entire lives.
Ever. And so do you guys think we need to do an Allegedly What's a Happening on the television?
You do? Okay, cool.
That's what I thought. Okay, first of all, we would like to talk about Priyanka Chopra and Middle Jonas Nick Jonas.
As somebody that doesn't know what the hell is ever happening in Hollywood, are they like a couple? Or like,
yes, they have gone public. No, he took her to a family wedding.
Whoa.
Wait, who?
That's serious.
Nick Jonas, someone in his family got married, and she was his plus one.
Oh, so it's not like another Joe bro. Like, it's not one of the weddings that anybody cares about.
No, it wasn't a Joe bro, but it was a family wedding.
Okay.
But she did not take him to the royal wedding.
Did she go alone?
She went alone.
She probably didn't get a plus one. She's lucky she was at the royal wedding.
But don't you think a good plus one would be Nick Jonas? Out of anybody in the world, they're very,
no.
Like, slow.
Yeah, if you wanted to look very statuesque that night.
Yeah. Wait, how much taller is she than him?
Nick Jonas is an appropriate height to date Becca Tobin.
So he's like a good 5'4".
Not an appropriate height to date Priyanka.
It's fine.
Priyanka Chopra was...
with Nick Jonas.
Wait, what'd you
Nick
say?
Nick
Oh, you would be look so very leggy.
You'd be like, I'm so leggy.
Oh, God, do they have extra leg room in this lift?
I think Priyanka is too good for Nick Jonas.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
What is she thinking? She could be with like a royal person.
She could
person.
Be with the person who invented Earth.
She could be with Elon Musk.
That's Grimes is with Elon Musk.
Right? He's such an appropriate choice for her.
By the way, if anybody knows Elon Musk, I am single. Please let me date you.
He's an alien, but sure.
I don't give a shit. I want to go to Mars.
True.
I recently tried to set Jack up with one of my very rich friends,
oh, God,
and she would not take one for the team.
She wouldn't. Yeah.
He I'll has find a jet.
He lives in New York. Does anybody want to take him?
Yeah. Okay.
He owns
a $24 million house. You have to have sex with Voldemort. Just saying.
We can't say too much, Kelty.
Next topic. Justin Bieber's is engaged, honey.
Boo.
You guys, who read this Instagram caption?
It was weird.
It was
really weird.
Like, was he on drugs?
He was high.
But was he on, like, an illegal drug? Like, not the weed? We love the weed.
We love the weed.
What kind of
I
drugs?
Did a
Bad drugs.
But Jack, did you appreciate his use of numbers and facts? Because he was like, on the 7 of the 7 of the 7.
No,
Google
it. The best part of that, he was like, whatever the fuck he said about that, like 777, Google it. Like, who says Google it in like a proposal message? Like, that's just not the most romantic thing I've ever heard, and maybe I wouldn't want that for myself. Maybe
Google it.
They're young. Maybe they're like, this is what whatever the thing after millennials
What's after
do.
Millennial?
Gen Z.
Gen Zs do. I don't know.
That's a
it's
lame
weird.
Name.
Becca.
He sounded drunk. Yeah. I don't know.
Being a married woman, do you like Biebs engaged?
Well, number one, he's too young. Because in my mind, Justin Bieber's still 11, right?
Well, and Hailey Baldwin's like 21. She's like a little baby.
Yeah, she's a baby too. Also, like, I just don't want to get inside of that sexual experience. Like,
nobody should be having sex until they're like in their 20s.
Anyway.
Like.
But like.
Freaks me out.
You know, first of all, we all know that famous men cannot. Okay? They don't have to try.
Wait.
Like, I'm sure, and when I say I'm sure, I know, not from my experience, from a friend. And If the more famous a man is, the more starfish, dead fish you're going
to
get.
Wait, but we have to, I think the point is he's been famous since he was a child.
Yeah.
So he's never had sex as a normal person.
Never. He doesn't even know where the clitoris is at all. He probably still thinks it's like where every high school boy thinks it is, like way up in your cavity.
In your butt.
You're like,
somewhere.
I think I've got it.
You just gotta jackhammer a little bit and it'll be great.
Yeah.
That is not where it is.
It's not. We need to do a little tutorial.
I just feel like she could do really good. You know what I
also,
mean?
Also, I'm just saying, I mean, this is a great opportunity for me to let you guys know that I was at the Met Gala. And when I was at the Met Gala, as media, I didn't get to go in, whatever. Anyway. At the Met Gala, Haley came with Shawn Mendes, who, by the way, is like 6'2 and so cute.
Shawn Mendes, wait. Oh,
I would have sex with Shawn Mendes.
You guys, I did Google Shawn Mendes' age after watching a YouTube video of him, and I'm like, maybe I could like slide in until I realized he was 19 years old.
Oh, he's 19. I wouldn't have sex with him.
Whoa. But 19.
He's so cute. Okay, next topic. Okay. Recently, the police found 82 grams of drugs in a Wisconsin woman's vagina in a plastic bag, and that bag full of drugs was about the size of a human fist. Discuss.
Girl.
What? Do we know what kind of drugs?
What?
Do we know what kind
of
drugs?
It's probably cocaine, I'm assuming.
Probably.
But okay. Wait. That's
heroin? Someone said heroin.
But here's the thing. If it's in a bag.
Okay, girl. How's your day?
She's like, last week when I took heroin across the border.
She was like, it was definitely heroin. I know because I've done the exact same thing.
It was me.
It was actually me. I'm from
honestly,
Wisconsin.
Listen, this is how I feel. Anatomically, a woman can hold like a watermelon in there, right?
A baby?
Yes. Some might call it a baby. Some might call it a watermelon.
As
but
those who'd have
if
had
you're
going
to go so far as to smuggle a fistful, like, oh, a baby little fist of cocaine, like, I'm sorry, you're gonna get arrested either way if you get caught. Put a goddamn watermelon sized bag, a duffel bag up there, like, go big or go home.
I have to say, from watching all these true crimey kind of shows, if that bag busts, she's dead.
Dead.
So
she's gonna have a great time.
I really admire her hustle into getting those drugs through. I mean, bitch is f***ing, she's determined.
She's on the Lady Gang next week.
She is. She's going to be our best guest. Yeah.
I have an important question. Okay, Jack and Becca, if you had to smuggle drugs, would you smuggle drugs? I'm so sorry, Dad. He's still
Dad,
filming.
Dad, stop filming.
Your dad's not here.
He's
If you had to smuggle drugs, would you smuggle them fist in your vag or fist in your ass?
Easy.
Vag. It's unanimous.
We're a mixed bag.
Vag.
It's, oh.
Right? Is there anyone? Listen, I want to know if you're out there and you're voting butt. Right here. Yeah. Top
this
notch.
Bitch, hey, this
oh
bitch.
Oh my God, that girl looks so much like Becca.
I like your shirt.
Uh-uh.
Very cute.
I'm still a virgin down there, girls. I might auction it off next year when I'm famous.
Okay, next Same comment.
Okay.
Nikki Bella, our future co-star on E,
I don't know who Nikki. That is,
has said
wait. Is there any WWE fans in here or is it just me? There's a couple.
There's four.
Ooh. I love Nikki.
Nikki Bella says that she couldn't masturbate after watching her on-again, off-again love, John Cena's sex scene with Amy Schumer.
But, like, why?
Because
of him
really
or she wasn't into her? Into her?
Well, he's really awkward and, like, his role is, like, weird.
I mean, his sex scene. Are you talking about in
In Trainwreck.
Trainwreck, yeah.
I think it's more
I love that everyone in the audience is like, these girls, we're going to have our own lady gang at our table. Everyone's talking over
discuss
us.
Discuss among yourselves.
You're not even listening anymore. You're like, girlfriend, Susie, I know. I can't believe it. I couldn't masturbate after I saw my man's porn.
By the way, this
listen
is all.
Listen to us. This is our fucking show.
No,
thank
this
you
is all that Kelty we wanted is to have Kelty girls make friends with each other, you bitch.
Yeah. And also being on the other end of that wrath, let me apologize and say I'm sorry. And I know that you guys were just clarifying for your friends who don't like WWE like everyone in this room.
You should, though.
Who the John Cena and whatever her name is, okay?
Nikki Bella.
Yes. Nikki Bella. Okay, this is why she couldn't masturbate after watching him in that movie, because he's a terrible actor. Period.
Also, did she say this in an interview? Or
yes.
Like, what was it?
Yeah.
But it could it also have been because, like, they broke up because he didn't want to get married or have kids?
No. No.
It was
I
just
have a theory.
The
Nothing makes me hornier than a man that doesn't want kids. So that's not it. Okay? A man that's like...
Yeah, I will say this. As the professional Emmy winner in this group... who's interviewed them extensively, both of them. I will say I know exactly what's going on with Nikki Bella and John Cena.
Oh, shocker, because you made this question.
Let me tell you this. Nikki Bella. No, I guess start with John. John is like the safe choice. John is...
No one knows who these
John
people are.
John is safe? Like the number one wrestler in the WWE.
Let's move on. Sure. We have five WWE fans out there. You okay. Want to go to our MySpace.
I'm just saying,
MySpace.
John
we'll
is serious.
About-
and
right,
he's
on,
all, he's like the Kelty. Like, he's serious, and he's going to marry you, and he's going to love you forever. And Nikki's like, I recently got famous. I recently realized how hot I was on Dancing with the Stars when I was doing that samba. And I want to play the field. That's all. Okay, next topic.
Does anyone actually feel that hot when they're doing Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah. I can't wait till they ask me to be on Dancing with the Stars. Okay. Next question. Thank you.
No, girl,
wait,
I'm
you're
be
looking at Becca. Don't look at me. You're supposed to be looking at me saying you're going to be on Dancing with the Stars soon. That's bullshit. Okay, here we go.
I will never be on Dancing with the Stars.
The man with the longest fingernails of all time finally cuts them after 66 years. He is 82 years old, and his fingernails were 29 feet collectively.
Like, what? So
gross.
It's one of those that he holds it up like this, and then it just starts curling.
They curl.
Like
they were
spiral,
curly. I saw the picture.
And they're all... brown and nasty and moldy. Why did he cut him?
I think it was just time.
You know what my biggest fear is? Let me bring this something relatable. My biggest fear is growing
old.
Been there. My biggest fear is growing old with Zach. And one day, let me finish. And one day.
That's a fear.
Being at the beach or something and being like, oh my God, we've made it like 60 years. I don't think we could do that actually. But anyways, like, cause we'll be dead. I'm like 60 years. And then I look down in the sand and like see his old man toes.
Okay. Well,
like
there's a
old
difference.
Man toenails. There is nothing.
Why are they so
worse?
Thick?
Why are they so
why do they get
thick?
So thick
and
get
yellow? Like they've been doing shellac on their toes for 50 years. Like,
why are they that color?
Ugh. I want to barf.
Like, forget about saggy balls. That's fine. I don't touch those anyway. But like a thick ass cheddar cheese toenail? I can't.
And then imagine that like on a plane, on a seat right in front of you. There is nothing.
Yeah, worse. Well,
we got to stop talking about
toenails. Okay, next topic, next topic.
I'm going to barf.
Okay, Top Gun 2. Nobody knows what that is because you're so f***ing young. I hate you.
Wait, I have something to say. Has anybody seen...
the original Top Gun?
No, not that. Not that. Has anybody seen that Tom Cruise has three front teeth? That's all I care about.
Great.
Anyways, look it up. Google it.
Cool.
Okay, show of hands. Show of hands. It's Saturday. You're going to the movies. Will you go see Top Gun 2? Oh,
great.
You took your hand down because you're embarrassed. You're the only one. I'm so embarrassed for you. Girl, I'll go with you. No. Tom Cruise
going.
Is a
Are
no bueno
going?
From Kelty.
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
He's my bad great. Week. Okay, next topic. Last one. It's the very last one. Britney Spears... oops, did it again. She says she's totally down for a Mickey Mouse Club reunion.
Are all of you guys old enough to
so that
want
would
to
be
see that?
Britt, yeah. Aguilera,
JT,
Gosling, and some others that went nowhere.
What is
oh,
this?
Wait. Carrie. Wait. Felicity. Carrie Russell. Ryan Gosling. I already said that.
What kind?
Are you not
this?
Listening? Becca, if they were like, we need a reunion and we need some other people that are now like old but can sing and dance, would you join?
Yeah. I love money. I love money. That's it. Just money.
Don't give a shit about Mickey Mouse
I don't
Club.
Care.
Just money.
I'll do it.
I didn't
money.
Even watch the Mickey Mouse Club.
I never watched it.
But I appreciate. She said in an interview with Entertainment Tonight that it was exclusive. She said that
don't plug that show. You're not an executive producer on it.
That's true. I'm just
need
a
to keep
mere mortal.
E, you bitch.
She said that it was the happiest time in her life.
Because she was a child.
She needs to aim way higher.
Way.
Okay. So that's the end of Allegedly. What's Happening?
What's coming up?
Becca, it's your turn. It's time for you to say something. Follow along in the page. Have you already gone to the last page?
Okay.
It's not
yeah,
over.
Yeah,
by the way,
wait,
Kelty
no,
did
sorry.
Not give us these
okay,
ready? Until like
okay.
2 hours ago.
It's time.
Get excited. We're giving away. Is that me?
No.
Shit. Oh, wait. Okay.
Message
wait,
number
me?
Two.
Okay,
sorry. Okay. Message number two.
Take
Where is
two.
It?
Okay. Question for you. Are you excited about your Alme freebies?
Yes!
Well,
you got so much stuff.
There's some good shit in there. It's my favorite eye makeup remover on the planet. True story. We want to thank them for being a part of this event.
We love Alme.
Also, if you're like Kelty Knight and you love more free stuff, to just clutter up your bathroom. I'm just kidding. If you want more, we're going to do an Instagram giveaway of even more of the products, which are good. We wouldn't give out garbage. You know that.
Yep.
We can't bullshit. It's good shit. And you're going to have an Instagram giveaway when?
This week.
Keep your eyes peeled.
I actually don't know. Elena knows for sure. But
we'll
let you know
soon.
Also, I want to say that we were in the hotel getting ready, and I was like, guys, I can't wait till we're on E, because I'm going to get so much free shit. And then these two sad Sallies were like, I don't like free stuff. It's always junk. I don't like it. I don't want free stuff.
So when we did this event, I was like, please,
no
God,
junk.
Don't give anyone junk. Like, I...
Yeah.
So, no,
you're
no,
welcome. Good shit
we
only.
Have, we
you're
have been.
Welcome.
So-
good shit only.
We have been very, very specific with our sponsors that we want for this event, with brands that we give so much of a shit about.
Yes. Yeah.
So we're not giving you guys bullshit.
Yeah. You're going to love it. Give your life. Okay. Jack, it's time for you to introduce our next segment, which we just made up in the hotel.
What's it called?
What's it
she
called?
Spelled this wrong. Don't read it.
Don't read it because I spelled it wrong because I didn't go to college.
You spelled it Trivial Trivia, but it is Trivial Trivia.
Trivial Trivia!
Who wants to win some shit?
Thank you. Okay. Elena!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. More people care about Elena than us.
Yes. Take...
You guys, I have to say,
Elena.
I have got to say that without Elena, we'd literally be
I would
just
have
like
died.
A pile of mush, and we
Doesn't
would never
she look hot
do
today?
Any of the things that we have done. She's like the glue that holds us together, and we
Elena,
love her.
Elena, where are the gifts? Where
They're
are they?
Under the table in front of us.
Elena, we're
pull
drunk.
Them out.
We don't
pull
know
out
what to
them
do.
My gifts.
First? Oh, that's a gift. I thought it was my purse.
Tell them what they're pull doing. Pull out the presents. Put them out.
Oh, my God.
This is a trivia section of the podcast. I want to read you the rules.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
If we call your name and Elena comes around with a mic and you cannot or do not answer the question correctly, there's no asking a friend. There's no your friend being like, it's this.
Don't yell
you
it
guys,
out.
For, don't yell it out because if you yell it out, you're missing your chance to win this good shit.
For the LA Lady Hang, we are very nice.
And
we
let
friends
a friend.
Yell out answers.
Nope.
This is not the case here.
Not
you
the
need
case.
To be a super... Super fan
it's
or
you.
Not.
It's you and it's you only. And if you miss out on it and you are publicly shamed forever, that's your fault.
Yes.
For not listening to every 153 episodes of The Lady Gang.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Next question. Please be quiet. This is very important to me.
Oh, wait. Am I doing this?
This is very serious shit. So don't f*** up.
Wait.
The first gift...
already did
Jack is reading the question. I will tell you what the gift is, and Becca will be doing Vanna White. Here we go.
Do we need to call the person first?
No.
No, we're going to call it after.
Oh, wait, no, you should call
the
person.
Stop trying to produce the show.
I think that's a good way to do it, though.
Okay,
if we get excited. Talked about it before.
Becca, please stand up and do Vanna.
Okay.
We are giving away one gift certificate worth $250 with our lovely sponsor, Largo Drive. We are all, Stand Up Jack, wearing Largo Drive today. They have very cute clothing, swimwear, activewear, and more. Largo Drive is an online boutique with perfectly curated pieces for your everyday life.
There are crop tops for anybody that
wants
to
For our listeners that could not make it to the Lady Gang, check out our Instagram this week for a gift certificate after this episode airs. But now, Jack, it is time to pull a name. We're going to spill them all out on the table so everyone has a fair shot.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Just pull one out of there.
It's really full. How do you open it?
Okay.
Oh. Okay, hold on.
All right. Okay.
Everyone has to be included, Jeff.
Okay. Wait. Oh, my God. These are on Post-its, and they're stuck together.
Okay. Elena.
Emily. Lawrence.
What is her name?
Emily Lawrence.
Emily Lawrence.
Yeah, bitch.
Stand up, Emily.
Stand up.
Elena's coming for you. Where's Elena? We'll see her in her gold suit. She's coming. She's over here, Elena. Doesn't Elena's hair look so cute today? I mean, she's
Doesn't
so gorgeous.
Doesn't Elena look like a boss-ass
we
bitch?
We just love her. Okay, this is for $250 from Largo Drive.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Which of the two out of the five Fab Five from Queer Eye were on the Lady Gang?
Shut up!
No help.
Jonathan Van Ness and Karamo.
Yes! Congratulations. Oh, you're about to buy this dress.
Amazing.
They have really cute stuff, honestly.
Oh, my God, I love you.
Okay.
You're amazing.
Next giveaway. Are you ready? Swirl it up. I think this is in the bag.
Amika?
This is from Amika, who's been in our lady box before. The winner will receive, as modeled by Glee Star from season 3 on, Becca Tobin. This is a bag packed with Amika's best-selling styling and wash products, including the Perk Up Dry Shampoo, Soul Food Nourishing Mask, and an Amika Polished Perfection Straightening a Brush. Honey!
Yeah.
The bag is cute, too. The bag is cute, too. Okay, Jack, please read... Wait, no. Read the name.
Christina Abram?
Where is she?
Please raise your hand and stand up.
Yeah, girl!
Christina, stand up. Thank you.
Christina, are you
Christina,
ready?
You're in the VIP. Stand up. No, Christina, I'm serious. Stand up. Thank you. Okay, here we go.
Christina, are you ready for your question?
So ready.
All right. In Jenna Fisher's episode, she told us about this story about this actor that she awkwardly hugged at an audition, but he happens to be mine and Becca's old man crush.
Jerry Seinfeld.
No!
No! Next. Do not yell it.
We will pick another person. It could be you.
Don't scream out the name. Okay, wait. Aaron.
This is getting so hyped.
Aaron. Shit.
Who is it? Jack?
Crew? Kriya? Is that you? Okay. Do you know?
Ask the question again, please, Jack.
Okay, and Jenna Fisher was on our episode. She told us this. It's probably my favorite story in the entire world where she hugged an old man actor. And it was the most awkward experience of her entire life. And Becca and I fight over him all the time. Who is it?
Hello, ladies.
Hi, we love you.
Hello, ladies?
No, I was saying hello. Larry David.
Larry David!
Done.
Yes. That is correct.
I'm sorry about your luck. You'll be publicly shamed in the lady gang forever.
Thank God you're wearing a jumpsuit in that car.
It was close. It was close. Larry David did make Seinfeld, so I understand. You're so nervous because we're talking to you because we're big stars.
Your braid looks beautiful.
Seinfeld.
Oh, that's close.
Okay.
What's the next prize?
All right, next question.
Giveaway number three. Please be quiet. Excuse me. I know you're excited about your shit, but we need to keep going.
You're
going to
have the prettiest hair ever.
We want to thank CO Bigelow for giving us not one, not two, but three special gift boxes with some of their top brands. Now, we are giving away two of those today. Yes, that's it. But we are also going to give one away on our Instagram so all the girls across the world, because we're so popular, can also enter. Okay, so right now we're giving away this Gulsha gift basket worth over $170. This is filled
great.
With the best Gulsha items. Rose water that if you got the latest Cruel Summer Lady Box you have been using. Also, rose elixir, rose dust, exfoliator, and a facial massage plate that I used this morning that gave me these cheekbones. Jack, who is our questioner?
Oh, shit. Gabrielle Kelly. Where you at, girl? Oh, my God!
Okay.
She was there yesterday, too.
That's not your question.
Oh, my God, she's the best.
This is...
You probably
have the...
have to know this. Okay.
Don't. Please be quiet. Please be quiet. This is important.
This is the most important question. The Lady Gang is getting their very own TV show this fall. What network...
E! I got it.
Done. I fucking love you. She's the best. She was there at her conference yesterday.
I was in LA.
Yeah, you were at the her conference yesterday. You really love us.
She's the best.
Creepy, but like, yay. Do you follow me on Instagram?
I love you. Probably not.
All right, next question. Becca, are you ready?
I think so.
The next giveaway, please listen to me. It's so important. The next giveaway is from a very Francais, Opaco Carey in Capri, Italy. This is from Cartusa with over $250 worth of product.
Get a girl.
Candles, two perfumes retailing each at $140. Honey, you are not buying that $5.99 body spray from CVS, okay? Diffuser, reed diffuser, and fancy hand cream. Okay, who is it? This is my favorite question. We decide on this question together.
This question's so good.
Okay,
so
who is it, Jack?
Wait, here we go. Steph Azzurro or Rosa? Oh, girl, right in front again.
Wow, this table's really lit.
Wait, Steph, I have a question. Have you listened from the very beginning?
When you were the vampire? Yes.
Yeah!
Is that the answer?
Voldemort?
Is that the answer?
Are you ready for your question?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Don't.
Do you know the Lady Gang Dictionary? Do you know the words?
Yes.
She feels like she knows the Lady Gang Dictionary. Yeah, right.
I mean, if anybody hasn't been listening since the very beginning, we have come up with a bunch. We've gathered many, many terms
that
are very Lady Gang relevant. And the first one that started it all is dick sand.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Please give us the dictionary definition of dick sand.
When you are dating a guy and he sucks you into his dick sand.
You get stuck in the dick
you
sand.
You get stuck in the dick sand.
Girl, you got it.
Okay, so sorry for you other losers that didn't win anything.
Sorry for all you guys.
Well, you all get a f***ing coat, which essentially is the exact same price as your ticket, so you're fine.
You're
also, tune in to our Lady Graham. Oh, I'm so drunk, I can't even talk.
She can't.
I have not finished a single glass of wine. It's our Instagram.
Guys, just follow us on Instagram.
We're going to give away more stuff. Next, Jack, it's your turn.
It is?
What are we doing?
Oh, I mean...
Oh my God, there's a whole page I didn't see.
We're not doing what's in the box, but we are doing a live Ask the Lady Gang.
Funky. Ask the Lady Gang.
pitching your questions about yourselves. It's like Ask the Lady Gang. You guys know. So
if you have any
burning
questions.
You don't have to say your name.
You don't have to say
so
your name.
That when this airs, your name is not there.
You can be anonymous.
Yes, we have one. Do you have one?
Please, everyone in this room.
You have one?
Bow your heads.
Pray to the wolf or rose.
All of them have one.
Please
pray to the wolf or rose.
Elena,
what happens?
Elena.
She's right there.
I can't do anything without her. Wait, she has a person?
Oh, she's. We'll come to you next.
Sorry.
Okay.
I was talking to my fans.
Elena, how dare you?
Don't try to get a spinoff before we've even debuted you, bitch.
The Elena Show. Oh, no, she's chugging.
Okay, she has someone.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Does your fan have an Ask the Lady Gang question?
Or does she just want a picture with you?
Oh, okay. Here.
Okay, she does.
We did want a picture with Elena just because we think she's awesome. But
wow.
I actually,
you know what? You.
No. Okay, Kelsey. No,
hold on. She doesn't mean that. She doesn't mean that.
You're
whoever
like
you are.
Queen.
Do you
like,
follow
she's about
me?
To tell you
I follow
like...
all of you on all
okay,
social
fine.
Media.
Okay, fine. You can stay. You can stay. No, you can stay.
I can't tell you guys, first off, how much your podcast means to me. I got my friend and I hooked on it, and we do like our own good week, bad week on every single Tuesday. We text each other what our good week, bad week is. But, I mean, I've been living it. I just graduated from college, and, I mean, your show just means so much to me, and I'm so excited for you guys for this upcoming fall. But, I mean, living in New York now, I'm just curious, what is, like, your favorite New York memory that you have? That I know that Kelty and Becca both lived in New York at some point. Maybe even Jack, too, you visited a couple times. What is, like, your top New York thing that, in, like, your back of your mind you come
okay,
here for?
I'm sorry. I just need to stop for a second. You're all applauding her, but we literally just said don't ask us questions about ourselves.
I was talking to Elena. I wasn't.
So don't applaud her for breaking the rules.
This is my favorite New York City memory.
This is my
Legit.
Favorite New York City memory, too.
It really is.
It is. But I couldn't even get a friend to come over to my apartment when I lived here.
No, my favorite. I'm sorry, Becca, can I interrupt you?
Wait, no. Are we answering questions about ourselves?
No, we're not answering questions
about
ourselves.
I don't even know what's going on right now.
Neither do we. We're drunk.
My favorite New York City memory is when Jack tried to wear a black thong underneath her outfit today. And she was like, shit, I only have black thongs. And I literally took off the thong that I had just put on. It'd been on 10 minutes.
It's true.
She's wearing it right now. And I put on a thong I wore yesterday.
You guys, I'm wearing a used thong.
That is... friendship right there. And Jack, I didn't want to tell you this in the room.
Oh no.
But I'm also on my period. You're welcome.
Nope. I still win for friendship because do you know what it looks like when a grown woman in her 30s removes her underwear? I'm sitting there. I didn't know what was happening. She didn't even warn me. She's already fully dressed in a shoe and a maxi dress. And I just look over and see this.
Sexual.
I saw in you.
There was a lot of vaginas going on this
it's
morning.
It's fine.
It's true.
It's so beautiful.
Okay, we have an Ask the Lady Gang question.
Elena.
The blonde in the red dress.
Okay,
Elena.
Ask a question for yourself.
Where's Elena? No, hold on. Where's Elena?
I'm coming.
Yes, Elena's there.
Please ask the question into... Because we're going to air this on Tuesday.
Don't say your name if
don't
you're...
Don't say your name if you...
Okay.
Or do.
Her name is Megan.
Hey, Megan.
We love you, Megan.
Love the name Megan. All right, so first of all, hello, everybody.
Okay, way to hype yourself up. My name's Megan, and I love the name Megan. Okay, girl.
Liking all the
Megan. Very guilty of you.
We see you, Megan. We see you.
Okay.
Wait, but your name tag says your name's...
That's my real name. I'm not hyping
this
myself
is fake.
Up.
This is fake. Okay, sorry. Oh, it's Megan.
We'll cut it out.
Idiot. Idiot. Okay.
We'll cut it out.
Meredith, continue.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Hi, Megan.
Thank you.
Megan,
yes,
what's up?
Megan is here. So my
put
question,
that mic up in there like you're, you
in
know.
It,
like you're going to suck
it.
A dick.
Yeah. Love
all
you.
Right. So I was seeing a guy for about 5 months on and off on
that guy.
But he was
Kelsey,
good. It was super, super good vibes. Really great chemistry. he kind of broke it off over text. He had a lot going on in his life.
Oh, God.
He had a new job. All right, you guys are going to feel bad if you're booing. Dad just got cancer. A lot of different things going on.
Yeah, yeah.
He needed to focus on himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Went away for about 2 months and has now hit me back up. We've gone on 2 dates. They've been great. Again, the chemistry is amazing.
Yeah.
Best he goes down life. On you. That's what that means. Obviously, right? Okay.
Yep.
So my question is, do I entertain this like revamp, go for it, or do I kind of let him phase out? I don't
proceed
know.
With caution.
Absolutely.
You're on an icy road in the mountains. That is how cautious I want you to drive this relationship bus.
Wait, okay. How long did you date him for before?
About 5 months.
Oh, so it's a minute.
In the 5 months, was there a...
Was he good or bad in the 5 months?
Good. Good in those 5 minutes.
All of a sudden, a flip.
So it was like within 2-3 weeks, it was like very hot and cold. And I was like, what the F is up with you? Like, what's going on? Why don't you want to see me? And personal stuff.
Okay, I'm going to say something.
Okay.
Yes.
Shocking.
Becca shall talk.
Here we go.
So, two things.
We're going to the Church of Becca. Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So, there's something women do that's really f***ing annoying. And that is jumping in with 2 goddamn feet in the deep end. And
yes,
like,
Becca.
So 5 months into a dude is like a week for us.
Let me tell you, the dick sand is real.
It's real.
Oh, the dick sand is real, girl.
So you were in the dick sand and he was still like, yeah, she's cool. Like,
Even
though you're amazing. But like 5 months in, maybe with all this other stuff happening in his life, I'm not saying you should feel bad for how you behaved, but I think sometimes we get very clingy when we feel something slipping away. So we start to get even more like, how can I help you? I'm here for you. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. Like, let me make you soup and smoothies and buy you candy. Like, they're like, sew the fuck up. So I think maybe what happened is that's part true that he has a lot going on in his life, but I also think that now with this second chance, you've been given a second chance. Still fuck this guy. But you've been given a second chance.
This guy.
And I think you have to play it so cool. Act as if Chris Pratt is your side piece. And you're like, yeah, we can meet up for coffee. Chris Pine? Yeah, he's probably better, right? So anyways.
Chris Pine is way better than Chris Pratt.
What about Chris Evans?
I'll take any of them, to be honest.
Chris, whoever.
Any of the Chris's.
So I would say proceed with caution, but be cool as
be cool.
Okay?
No, you need...
It's hard.
It's hard when you have legitimate feelings.
Yes. Also, when you're fighting... I'm sorry. When you're fighting... Girls, we've all made this mistake. When you're like, you're going into something, you're like, I'm going to be cool. Yeah. Well, we all know that after 3 glasses of rosé, you're not cool.
You're talking about kid names.
You're texting
him. You're texting him.
So don't drink a lot and tell him.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, anyway,
to you.
I have the next question.
All right, next question.
Someone has a question.
Where's Elena?
Over here.
I can't see you,
back
Elena.
Back here.
I can't see you. Oh, she's back there. Okay.
All right.
Hi, my name is Jillian. My friend Laura and I created the DC subgroup of the Lady Gang.
Yes. Hold on. Sorry, Lauren, before you go. Can we count on you to throw a DC viewing party of the premiere episode of Lady Gang on
and
E?
Maybe we'll show up.
Okay, we were going to ask how DC's to get you guys to come to one of our meetups.
Okay, because DC's a pretty big market in television ratings, and we're going to need those ratings so we don't get canceled like
instantly. Oh, my God. Well, just come if you throw a good party. So just throw a good
party.
Send
you a T-shirt.
Come see us, and we'll have the live viewing.
Done.
We got more people to come to our meetups.
Great. I'll bring the Chipotle.
What's your question?
Well, that was our question. How to get you to come to one of our meetups.
Oh, this can't be about us, Lauren.
Literally just throw a party, bring us some rosé, and we're done.
I want the juiciest, dirtiest f***ing question, okay?
Yeah.
Who has the dirtiest?
Wait, she needs it.
Elena, come here.
Right here.
We see a vagina question. Please.
Okay.
We've got to do her because all of her friends are like...
Dirty or
Elena's coming.
This girl.
But yes, we will come to your DC lady hang if you pay for our flights in business class.
Okay. Wait.
Here we go. Here we go. Elena's coming. Let's go. Hold on.
Hello.
Okay. Hello.
Same question.
Okay.
Okay. We have a problem with boyfriends, trolls. So they're girls who are friends with their boyfriends,
yeah.
Or ex-girlfriends of our boyfriends who are just trolls.
Okay.
Who just don't. They don't.
My
leave.
Best friend Kat and I call those women predators.
Yes.
Wait. So
yes.
like an Instagram troll? Like, is this social media or like real life?
Like ex-girlfriends from. Okay. We're 22. So,
congratulations.
But no, seriously, though. Okay, it's annoying, but, like, they're girls who are their ex-girlfriends from, like, 4 years ago who don't matter because it's, like...
Yeah, fetuses.
Yes.
Yes.
Or best friends.
Uh-huh. Kelty's dead.
Oh, my God. Best Kelty, friends is bullshit.
Number one, dude, fuck that.
No, they're
no,
so
no
annoying.
No best friends with an ex. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
No,
okay,
honestly,
wait,
fuck you.
Your friend has something to say.
No, I was just going to say, and I ran into my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend at this club in New York last night, and she was trying to be like, oh, hey, you could have said hi, hey. And I was like,
no, absolutely
you're
not.
A troll. Like, I'm not.
Okay,
I'm
but.
I'm disgusted by every single one of my exes. I don't want to be friends with you.
Honestly,
like, you can go fuck yourself. You're a bunch of losers.
It's awkward.
No, Jack, I need to say something.
Oh, no.
If someone dated the guy you're dating before you, you just look at them and you're like, ew.
Kelty's just jealous of me. It's fine.
I'm just kidding. Here's what I'm going to tell you, girls. What I'm going to tell you is very serious. You need to put your blinders on like this. You can't see anything else except your own man and your own hot body at Pilates. Hot Pilates body. Don't worry about the haters. What Sheila says to me when I'm like, Mom, someone said I have a face like a horse on television. You just say, if you don't have haters, you ain't shit.
Honestly, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Your boyfriend is with you for a reason. He broke up with his ex for a reason. And you just have to leave it at that. If she wants to be a jealous bitch, that sucks for her to be wasting so much fucking time on worrying about you. And I'm sorry for her. Like, that sucks. Live
but also,
life.
Like, next question. Anyone's boyfriend out there, husband, fiance, who's like, she's my best friend, you better go through his fucking phone tonight.
Absolutely. Nobody's best friends with their ex.
You
that
better,
is a lie.
No.
Like, log into his messaging on his laptop, whatever
God,
the
so
fuck
old.
They do. No, they have iMessage on laptops because we all know that it all comes through there. You better go through that shit, and if that, like, quote, best friend does anything shady, you burn her house down.
Absolutely.
And
honestly,
tell him.
No, honestly, my husband, Chris, who I love and adore so much.
I'm scared.
I love him.
I am so
He's
terrified.
Not here. But he had, like, a bunch of girl best friends when we started dating. And those girls are not around anymore. Goodbye.
All right.
Because you know what? Who's your best friend?
One more question?
My vagina.
All right. Let's move.
Better be. Where's... Oh, Elena
has
somebody.
One last question. The last question, Elena.
Hi. I'm Marissa.
Hi, Marissa.
Hi, Marissa.
I'm 30. So.
Good for you.
You're 30s?
I'm 30.
I'm also 30s. Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
We know.
And I know you guys, I love when you guys talk about babies and having babies. I'm 6.5 months pregnant right now.
Mazel.
Congrats.
Hold, Marissa. Marissa, are you naming your baby Kelty?
Oh, my God.
No.
No, she's not giving birth to a pug.
I was very Becca about
a pug?
Pregnancy.
Oh,
but anyway,
wish.
My question for you girls is, because I know you love talking about babies, having babies, not having babies, is everyone's always like, oh, when you're pregnant, you're going to have this libido and you're going to want to do what your husband did. I feel gross as fuck. I
hate sex.
And yes. So
she's
I
not
wanted
even
to
pregnant.
Know what you guys think about sex and pregnancy and having sex when you're pregnant, and would you do it?
Well, there's a lot. I have a question. Take your top off.
No,
I'm just kidding.
This
you look
is
hot
like
to me. I do you.
This is like there is one woman out there, the same woman who's like,
I feel so amazing when I'm pregnant.
It's like the best I've ever felt. I feel so sexy when I'm pregnant.
That same bitch is running around town telling the world that she's also so horny and she can't get enough of her husband's cock. She sucks, okay? If you don't want to have sex with your husband because you're carrying his spawn and your nipples are dark black and your vagina is throbbing, then don't do it.
Honestly, fucking mic drop.
Nothing to say.
So you guys, we have a great... Well, I want to just run something by you based on your question.
Amazing.
And also, congratulations. I can't wait till baby Kelty's born into the world.
It's not going to be Kelty.
So, because Jack already had a Lady Gang baby named after her.
Poke my face.
Sorry about your face. Okay, what I want to tell you is that we're thinking about for a Lady Gang Investigates like segment
on our E-show.
What do you guys think of this? I just want to, like, just get this idea. The nipple to boob ratio.
Or, is my vagina normal?
Is my vagina
can
normal?
Can I ask the Lady Gang question?
Yeah.
Can I do an Ask the Lady Gang? Okay. Speaking of nipples.
Okay. Ask it.
Does anybody else...
Nipple hairs?
No. Oh. Does anybody else... there's a difference between where I'm at in my cycle. Like, if I just finished my period and, like, there's no swollen, sore boobs, my breasts look good enough for any fappening.com. They could look good.
Check it out for Becca's
anywhere. You know what I mean?
Fix.
Like, I'm proud. I'll do a nude scene in a movie as long as it's this cycle of my period. But when I am premenstrual, like right now, if I whip my boob out, it's like my nipple is the size of my f-ing face. Does this happen to anybody else?
That wasn't the response.
I feel a little alone. I'm not gonna lie. Do your nipples get like?
Sore?
You what? Oh, she has something
to
say.
Okay, show of hands. We're also thinking about investigating nipple hair. So one of my first memories of me is in sixth grade when I think someone saw down my shirt and then they were like, Kelty has nipple hair?
Yeah.
And I've continued to have nipple hair throughout my adult life. Please, everyone bow your heads, close your eyes. Everyone bow your heads, close your eyes. Bow your heads. I see you. You're not bowing. Okay, put your hand up if you sometimes have to pluck a nipple hair from your nipple. Okay. Okay, look up. I'm not alone.
Every bitch
you're
in this room.
You're not alone, bitch. You're not alone.
All right, we got to go. We got
to
wrap it up.
We have to go. We're going to go now hang out with our VIPs in the VIP room. So don't be cheap, girls. Don't be cheap.
We love you.
Don't be cheap next time. I want to thank Becca Tobin and Jack Vanek.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my God.
For being the best partners in the Lady Gang of all
thank
time.
You.
We also want to thank Ricky Rollins.
There he is. He's over there with Elena.
This is my manager, Ricky Rollins.
Ricky.
That's right.
Put this event together.
Yep. His other client just got nominated for an Emmy, but he's here at the Lady Gang.
I'm sorry, Ricky.
Please give a giant round of applause to our girl, our mothership, Elena Garcia. Who, P.S., had a problem with her mouth. And has been at the emergency dentist, and then I've been teaching her how to take codeine.
She's on codeine.
And I'm like, girl, you got to eat a bagel before you take those opioids. She's doing really well. Give her lots of hugs. We love Elena so much.
We love Elena.
We also want to thank STS Blue for giving every single person in this room, even Jack's dad, a Lady Gang denim jacket.
By the way, STS Blue denim jeans are f***ing awesome. So go to their website.
Also, if you have a friend that's here and maybe they didn't get a ticket to the Lady Hang because we sold out in like 24 hours, they can go to stsblue.com. And for a limited time,
until the end of August,
you can buy your own Lady Gang denim jackets, $59.99.
We also want to thank Wolfer Wines for getting us wasted today.
Thank you so much.
Did you guys love
for lubricating my hamstrings today?
We want to thank Largo Drive for selling dresses that I don't have to wear a bra. We want to thank Amika, who got a braid.
Who got a braid, bitch?
You guys look cute.
So cute.
You guys look so cute.
Amazing.
Amika,
so cute.
Thank you. You got a Becca Tobin braid.
Oh, my God, I did.
Obviously, you love Becca the most. I get it. God damn
we
it.
Want to thank Alme for gifting you all makeup. Oh, we want to thank CO Bigelow for the giveaways that y'all in the front rows won. And mostly, we want to thank Claremont Lincoln University for
trying to educate some crazy bitches.
Yeah, let's make some fucking boss ass bitches.
$100,000 worth of scholarships. We love them so much. So I'm drunk. I don't know how to end this.
Okay, let me just say,
we will.
Thank you guys so much. We love you. And
we see you next Tuesday.
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.